Blessings for your light, blessings for your life, blessings for this day and all that's coming your way. As you take a moment to breathe, to anchor yourself in your temple of light space, you can focus on those three breaths, placing your hands on your heart or into prayer position. Arriving consciously into your devotional practice of arriving more fully into being. Meaning that you can give gratitude for your life as it is, knowing that life is changing, supporting you, opening up, freeing you from any stuck and stagnant patterns of old ways of being, and introducing you into a space that can accommodate you more fully. And so as you create this time for your devotional practice of coming into being, loving yourself more fully, you can give thanks for this day. Give thanks for your life. Give thanks for this deepening heart connection, devotion to yourself on your journey. As you open more fully to the guiding networks all around and deep within. And give thanks for those guiding networks and for the opportunities that are being presented for you to let go of all that you're not and receive, embody all that you are. And it takes time to come into being. It is a practice, a devotional practice. And it takes showing up and committing yourself to it and being present and conscious over and over and over again to bring this into physical reality as a lived way of being that then becomes natural and easy, habitual. It's just the way that you are, to just flow with life, to embody the light, to be healthy and resilient and strong and interconnected, to receive the wisdom, upgrades and information necessary to guide your life from deep within, without any doubt or confusion, without any sense of self-rejection or self-denial, that all parts of you become integrated as you become whole and complete. And so as you give thanks for this day, for this life, for this you of you and this coming into being, and for the way that you are committed to yourself, to this path, to this devotional journey of learning to love you in ways that bring you more fully into the present, into this gift that is life, here and now. And the more you open your heart, the more love flows, and the more receptive you become, and the more you notice the kinds of thoughts that you have which are self-destructive or self-limiting, and you let them go. From the power of this place within your heart of self-love, self-acceptance, you can notice the thoughts that no longer serve you. You can notice the ways that you think that do not accommodate the truth of who you are. And you can let them go. The power that you have is in the choices that you make. And you're deciding to think in ways that guide and love and support you from deep within your heart space. And when your mind tries to take over with its negative thinking, its thought projections, its fears, limitations, you simply come into your heart space, breathe, and decide to flow with love. The mind can sometimes have way too much power. The mind can be so busy with all kinds of thoughts, many of which are not even our own. Many of the thoughts, the ruminations, the ways that we endlessly dialogue within ourselves do not support the evolution of human consciousness. They keep us stuck in repeating patterns, stuck in habitual ways of being, stuck in self-denial as we accommodate ways of thinking which have been passed down to us through generations of conditioning. And unless we shake these old thought forms off, unless we come fully into the heart and love ourselves anew, we will only continue to create reality in the same way as before. And so think of your thought forms as maps, programs that create your reality. Many of these maps are no longer relevant to the journey that you're on. Many of the programs need to be uninstalled or deleted as they no longer support the journey that you're on. And so your power is in recognizing what needs deleting, what you need to no longer engage with, what habitual patterns of thought no longer serve you, and in fact the ones that take you down into the lower vibrations of fear, overwhelm, guilt, shame. None of these maps will help to guide you into this new creation. They are simply old patterns held within the mental body that are ready to be released. And so you can acknowledge them and release them. Come into your heart space and develop a deeper, stronger sense of self-love. A self-love that is supported by an interconnected, interwoven network of light, which is so vast and so powerful and so purposeful in its evolutionary process of bringing the new earth into being, that it's so easy to just be part of it, to flow with it, to be nurtured by it. And let those old mental constructs just fall away. Letting go. Letting go, letting go. And so the power you have is in letting go. In this activation that's coming in now, this blessing for the day will bring you greater opportunity to let go of that which you are not and come more gracefully, more easily, more fully into the flow of who you truly are. Shoo, 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 katana. Shoo, 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 katana. Shoo, 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 katana. Iye. Yatu suata ya, isatanu susua, iakukuku kanata, kanata, kanata. Oh, shu shu shu, oh, shu shu shu, oh, kanata na. The old mental construct thoughts simply dissolving away as you place your attention more fully into love, gratitude, and the light coming from deep within you, rising up to support you into the new. And so it is. And so it is.